covering the great state of Montana. From the peaks of the Beartooths to the banks of the Clark Fork River. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's start this week where we should start, saying welcome home to all the Montana National Guard soldiers who just got back home from a long, near year-long deployment. Somebody asked a very good question on the Flathead 411 Facebook page on Saturday. What's with all of the flags lining the highway towards Kyla, Montana? And a gentleman by the name of Paul Rivera had the answer. Soldiers successfully returning from Iraq today. We did 200 flags for about 3 miles on his route home. And there were a bunch of great welcome home comments, video of all those flags lining the highway back to Kyla, Montana. While our friends in the Flathead were welcoming home a returning soldier in Kyla, looks like there were more welcome home ceremonies in Great Falls and Helena, as the Montana National Guard reported over the weekend. Soldiers of the Montana Army National Guard's 1889th Regional Support Group returned to Montana over the course of the weekend following a 9-month deployment to Southwest Asia in support of Operation Inherent Resolve. And, man, I posted a bunch of the photos on our Montana Talks website. If you don't get the notifications on your phone, you may not have seen this yet, unless you went and checked out our website here this morning or last night. But, check out the headline. Here's why all those flags lined the highway to Kyla, Montana. And you'll see in that same story there a whole bunch of photographs of the soldiers getting home. And, in fact, it was kind of cool. I saw an old college buddy of mine with his family in one of the photographs as he made it back home to Great Falls. So, Tom, welcome home. Tom actually had messaged us after the show one day. He said, hey, it was great hearing a couple old friends on the radio this morning, listening in from back here in, well, I won't say which country he was in. Let's just say he was over there in the Middle East somewhere. But, Tom, welcome home. You and everybody else with the 1889th. Great to see all those photographs. Okay, let's see, man, crazy new details. If you guys missed I know we got a lot of early risers here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. So Friday morning in the 6 o'clock hour and 7 o'clock hours of the show, you would have heard us talk about all of the outrage expressed by local officials after illegal aliens from Venezuela showed up on the Flathead County Sheriff's doorstep. But since we shared that story in the 6 and 7 o'clock hours of the show on Friday, we got more crazy details that are now available. One key piece of information came in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana Republican Party, was on with us just for his monthly, check-in. Every once a month, Don Kay will join us, take your phone calls and more. And he shared the crazy details that guess who heads up this nonprofit organization that is working to traffic illegal aliens in the Flathead? The head of the Flathead County Democrats. Are you surprised? I'm not surprised. But then there's some other information that came to light over the weekend. Flip-flop, flat top is at it again.
Securing America.
Following bomb threats at a number of New York area synagogues over the weekend, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer held a news conference to remind houses of worship about a federal grant program funded with over $700 million, which aims to provide increased security at synagogues, churches, and mosques.
Just the fact that so many people who go to a house of worship are worried that that house of worship may be a target is enough.
The senator adding,
this is a persistent cascade of intolerance and even violence. And the state of hate has become a boiling point in some parts of America.
While describing the added security the grant can provide,
it allows you to put in cameras so you can detect who might do something to your synagogue. Fences, strong windows, and 2 years ago we modified it so you can actually hire personnel.
Concerning the threats to houses of worship, Senator Schumer says,
it has to stop.
Kevin Uretzky, Fox News.
Here's a look at your real weather for Billings and Bozeman. Mostly with cloudy skies today and some scattered rain showers around the area, especially through the first half of the day. High temperatures will range from around 50 in Bozeman to the mid-50s in Billings. For tonight, we'll see a chance for a rain or snow shower late in the Bozeman area. Otherwise, chance for a rain shower late in Billings. Lows from around 32 in Bozeman to about 43 in the Billings area. This is Weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, what a phony. Look at what a phony this guy is here. Old flip-flop, flat-top, fake moderate, liberal Senator John Tester. He's at it again here. There's a Fox News piece that came out here. This came out Saturday. I think it came out Saturday morning while I was in the middle of watching a volleyball tournament, like many of you were doing this weekend as Volley Fest was taking place in Billings, not just at the Metro, but really sprawled out all across the town. But anyway, this is the headline here. Stop the invasion. Migrant flights in battleground state ignite bipartisan backlash from lawmakers. A sheriff told Fox News Digital that Wednesday was just, quote, one of many instances where migrants have come to Montana seeking asylum. This is a piece by Aubrey Spady and Adam Shaw at FoxNews.com. But look at the old, and by the way, the sheriff's response is similar to the response that we had on our Montana Talks website last week. Not only did we have Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP, on the show Friday morning, where we talked about this story about the illegal aliens dumped in Kalispell, Montana, and Don Kay told us how the head of the Flathead County Democrats is the head of the organization that is trafficking illegal aliens in the Flathead Valley. Boy, does that surprise you at all? Nope, I'm not surprised. You're not surprised. Of course not. But look at what's basically going on here. You have Joe Biden and John Tester and their policies opening the floodgates of illegal aliens on our southern border. So their policies are allowing the invasion. And then you have the head of the Flathead County Democrats, who's big fan of the Democrat gubernatorial candidate, Ryan Bussey, by the way, and the guy's a big fan of Liberal Senator John Tester, by the way. Here he is trafficking the illegal aliens in the Flathead, aiding and abetting people who are breaking the laws of the United States of America. You know, the headline I should be reading right now is federal authorities raid Valley neighbors in Kalispell, Montana. If we had federal law enforcement agencies that were allowed to do their jobs and defend America and secure America, we would have had a federal raid looking at every single accounting document, you name it, questioning, interrogating the people that work for this outfit. They openly admit on their website, look, it's one thing, we know the refugee and the asylee process is being abused. That Joe Biden has given anybody the refugee sticker, he's given anybody the asylee sticker. On their website, this Valley Neighbors outfit, they admit that they will help migrants of, quote, all, basically, of any status. So what they're openly admitting and they're openly acknowledging is that they will aid and abet criminals who are breaking into this country. Boy, I'll bet you they're figuring out. Hey, even if they got raided later this week, I'll bet you they're trying to figure out a way to cook the books right now and hide information. So it'd be a little too late. But anyway, what about old flip-flop flat-top? Here's what a spokesperson, you just have to laugh at the absurdity of this. This guy is such a phony. A spokesperson for Senator John Tester said he is working with state officials to monitor the situation, telling Fox News Digital that it, quote, undermines our national security when migrants are allowed to enter the U.S. illegally. Yeah, it does. So why aren't you stopping it? Why are you supporting it? And then listen to this phony quote. Senator Tester is in touch with local officials in Flathead County and is closely monitoring this ongoing situation. Now, this is a prepared statement, mind you, so they're not actually being questioned on this. This is a carefully crafted prepared statement. The statement goes on to say, quote, he believes that allowing anyone to enter the country without being properly vetted or going through a legal process undermines our national security. Okay, again, the legal process that he and Joe Biden are allowing is, well, they came across the border. Here's a piece of paper. See you in 10 years. That's the legal process that Biden and Tester have continued. So according to his own statement, everything that is happening right now is a legal process, according to old flip-flop flat top. So that's the first hole you can poke in this statement here. But anyway, what a phony. He got called out by Stephen Miller. This is the story that I've got on our Montana Talks website right now. Remember, here's the problem. So you've got John Tester attempting to gain election year political points by jumping on the bandwagon with this story, making it look as though he is opposed to this invasion. But remember, John Tester voted in support of Joe Biden's secret flights transporting illegal aliens all across America. The illegal aliens that we told you about last week all reportedly came across our southern border and then got flown into Montana from New York City. More on that here in just a few minutes after the Farm and Ranch report. Painful to see what's happening to this country. But some of you are dealing with not only the pain of what's going on in our country, but you're also dealing with physical pain in your knees, physical pain in your back, physical pain in your hips and other joints, and you're trying to dodge surgery. And I get it. If you can dodge surgery, sometimes you got to get it. You're trying to dodge those painkillers, and I get that too. Those painkillers can be miserable, and then some people end up getting addicted to the painkillers, and then it fuels the opioid crisis. So it's a vicious circle. What if you could avoid that whole vicious circle and get a natural treatment solution? Well, that's what QC Kinetics offers. QC Kinetics specializes in regenerative medicine, where they take the healing properties that are already in your body, put them directly into those achy joints. Call QC Kinetics for a free consultation, 406-201-6263. QC Kinetics, 406-201-6263 for a free consultation. It's time to halt federal funding to these college campuses that are allowing this shocking anti-Semitism to occur. That was the word from Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines, who joined me from Capitol Hill. Full audio and much more, go to MontanaTalks.com, or if you've got the Montana Talks app on your smartphone, you'll see it there as well. By the way, the numbers, Columbia got $1.2 billion last year, UCLA over $1 billion, Yale $776 million.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordlund. Lab-grown meat, or as I call it, petri dish protein, PDPs. It's a product you will not be finding anytime soon on a menu in the Sunshine State, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Take your fake lab-grown meat elsewhere. We're not doing that in the state of Florida.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signed Senate Bill 1084, enacting a wide-ranging ban on cultivated meat, making it illegal for any person to manufacture for sale, hold or offer for sale, or distribute cultivated meat in Florida. The action is being applauded by family ranchers not only in Florida but across the nation. Now, violators would face a misdemeanor penalty, and businesses caught selling the lab-grown protein could have their licenses suspended. DeSantis and Florida lawmakers say the move by global elitists to end animal agriculture across the globe is a main push behind lab-grown meat.
And their goal is to get to a point where you will not be raising cattle, where you will not be developing meat like we've been doing for hundreds and hundreds of years in the state of Florida. And so it's not just a question of, oh, well, they want to put this out there on the market. If some people like it, they can do it. That's not really what they're going for, because they know if that was put out there to compete with normal beef, that they would lose. So what they want to do is put that out there and then say, well, wait a minute, you can do this in a lab, You don't need to do the cattle. You don't need to do all this. So why don't you just phase that out? That's ultimately the goal. Now, they're not at the point where they're going to be able to execute that today. But I think part of being good stewards of these industries, of the state, of the public well-being, is to think forward and head off threats before they even come.
Florida joins Alabama, Arizona, and Tennessee in passing laws banning the sale or manufacturing of lab-grown meat. Italy became the first nation to ban lab-grown meat as well.
Time is precious to get the crop in the ground. Weeds already have a foothold and options are limited. With Vita Burndown Herbicide, you're not restricted. You have a 0 to 1 day plant back so you can apply one day and seed the next. When tank mixed with your choice of pre-plant herbicide like sulfentrazone, Vita adds quick control of most broadleaves including glyphosate and ALS resistant weeds. Vita adds power to your burndown but doesn't add time. Ask your chem dealer about Vita Herbicide. Always read and follow label directions from Dow & Company.
Cattle producers coming up this Thursday at the Glasgow Stockyards in Glasgow, Montana. It's the Koenig Ranch Annual Red Angus Production Sale, featuring 40 Red Angus two-year-old breeding bulls, 30 Bangs vaccinated Red Angus registered heifers, and 50 Red Angus grass weight steers. Other consignments include 80 black and red running age pares with March and April calves outside, plus lots of grass weight mixed calves and way up cows and bulls. For all the details, visit GlasgowStockyards.com.
Well, some relieving news for the nation's beef producers as USDA says all ground beef samples sent to the National Veterinary Services Laboratory for testing were negative for the H5N1 bird flu virus. USDA collected 30 samples of ground beef from retail outlets in states where dairy cattle herds tested positive for bird flu. The National Lab reported that all the samples tested negative for the virus. USDA says that these results reaffirm that the U.S. meat supply chain is safe and that consumers here in the United States and across the world that enjoy U.S. beef, they're all safe. I'm Wayne Nordlund, Western Ag Network.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, so flip-flop, flat-top, the fake moderate liberal Senator John Tester. Here he is pretending to be concerned about the illegal aliens that were dumped in Kalispell, Montana. Now, we know that there were five people that ended up on the sheriff's doorstep last week, but how many more are out there? But this is one of the challenges facing state and local law enforcement, state officials and local law enforcement. Here is Joe Biden is basically secretly transporting these illegal aliens all over the country. And they're giving so much money to these illegal aliens through this shell game of nonprofit organizations, et cetera. And then you want to deport them? How are you going to deport them? The federal government will come in and fight you from deporting them. One of the things that I think it was Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell pointed out last week is that, he mentioned this because we had heard this story through law enforcement as well. Do you guys remember when there was a stabbing incident in Kyla, Montana? I mentioned Kyla a few minutes ago. Remember when there was a stabbing incident in Kyla, Montana, and we ended up finding out that it was an illegal alien that was involved in this stabbing incident? Now, apparently it was a couple of buddies and the other guy or whatever. The other guy did not want to file charges. I mean, we can only assume what the real story is there. See, somebody just stabbed you, but yet you don't want to file charges. Maybe you're afraid of him and his buddies. Makes you wonder who his buddies are, right? This illegal alien that was involved in this stabbing incident in Kyla, Montana. So when local law enforcement went to the federal government under the Biden administration, ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, they said, since nobody's pressing charges, it's not technically criminal yet. So we don't want to deport them. Now we can't deport them. And they're like, but wait a minute. So they had to fight to make the case to deport somebody who stabbed somebody. They had to, if local law enforcement goes to ICE and says, hey, we've got an illegal alien here in Kyla, Montana, they should deport them. Case closed. Deport them, right? That alone is a criminal act. But no, no, no. The Joe Biden, John Tester administration is saying, well, yeah, I know he stabbed somebody, but the guy's not filing charges. I know he broke the law by being here illegally. That's the national security policy of Joe Biden and John Tester. So look at how hard they had to fight. So they finally said, well, wait a minute. Look, this guy's got a criminal background on top of his criminal background of entering the country illegally. So then because of that additional criminal background, that's the hoops they had to jump through to deport one guy who stabbed somebody. And so you think that Joe Biden and John Tester they're going to do everything in their power to fight any effort to deport these illegal aliens that they're dumping all across this country. And then they're going to hide it from local and state law enforcement officials as well.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial in New York resumes at 9:30 Eastern. Jurors have heard from 9 witnesses so far.
It will be a new week and a new witness this morning after that emotional testimony from Hope Hicks on Friday. Miss Hicks, who was one of the former president's closest advisors, broke down in tears, testifying against her boss who sat a few feet away.
Fox's Eric Schon. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's told by his Israeli counterpart there is no choice left but to go in and fight Hamas terrorists in Rafah and Gaza. 100,000 Palestinians or ordered to leave the eastern part of that city.
Israel says its army has expanded assistance into the area that does include field hospitals, tents, food, and water. The IDF says it's using flyers, maps, and text messages as well as phone calls to instruct Gazans on where to go.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. There are reports of explosions from Israeli airstrikes in Rafah today. America's listening to Fox News.
All right, so we had some messages that actually came in towards the end of Friday's show that for some reason I must have missed them or we didn't get them in time or whatever. But there were some good messages that came in the second half of the final hour of the program Friday. One listener in Polson said this, Valley Neighbors, that's the nonprofit that's trafficking illegal aliens in the Flathead. Valley Neighbors should be run out of the Flathead. Give the members and their businesses the Bud Light treatment. That was one message from a listener in Polson. For those of you who missed it, yeah, Friday in the 8 o'clock hour, we were talking with Don Kay, the chairman of the Montana GOP, who lives in the Flathead. Here's what he said about that nonprofit organization that is trafficking illegal aliens in the Flathead.
This thing with the Valley Neighbors, done a little research on it, and apparently the person at the head of it is also the head of the Democrat party here in Flathead County. So kind of interesting how that all is working. So we're keeping an eye on them. I feel for the people, too, that get thrown around on this, you know, that they're coming up here. They are illegal. Individuals, could be very nice people, and they could be criminals, too. We don't know. And that's the problem with this. That's why we have to have a legal process that President Trump supports, that Steve Daines supports, that Ryan Zinke supports, that Matt Rosendale supports, and all our elected officials on the Republican side up and down, you know, the governor, et cetera. We just need to elect these people because this is the people who are going to fight back for us. You know, we need to find solutions for this. And, you know, what they're doing to, you know, if you really think about it, what the Democrats are doing to this people, to these poor people that they've shipped up here with no home, no opportunity to, you know, anybody to help them or what have you. And they're, and they don't have any place to go. And they're just shipping them into these areas.
Creating terrible. A humanitarian crisis and then piling on to problems in our own communities. All right, so full audio, by the way, with Don Kay is on our Montana Talks website. So the podcast is always there, all 4 hours of the show every day. If you download the Montana Talks app or click the on-demand button, you can even find our podcast on deals like Spotify now as well. Let's see. Art messaged us. I think this was on Friday. Charter a bus and send the illegals and other vagrants to Big Sandy. There you go. A particular farm in Big Sandy, right, Art? Eric from Condon. Hey, Aaron, they better pass all those school levies in Missoula and the Flathead to hire all the multilingual teachers they're going to need for these so-called refugees. And then Chris in Lewistown had a message here as well about asylum and kind of tied in with how the Biden administration is abusing the so-called refugee and asylee process as well. So I'll share that message from Chris in Lewistown coming up here right after this. We've got phone lines open for you and a lot more to share with the big news of the day. 294-0970. I first got the tip late Wednesday night, and then we confirmed it. Illegal aliens dumped in Montana's Flathead Valley, and there's a dark money nonprofit that's aiding and abetting this illegal alien human trafficking operation. Aaron Flint here with Montana Talks. If you missed it, we had Flathead County Commissioner Randy Brodell on Friday's show and a bunch of great phone calls. We're going to have the phone lines open once again. Monday's Montana Talks, the show where you get to talk statewide, 9 to 10.
Taking your calls live, 406-294-0970. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Man, we could talk about this Flathead Valley story for the whole hour, but let's talk more about that coming up later on in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. That's when our friends from the Flathead join us on KJJR Radio. Of course, we're here live in the early morning hours of this show, 1450 KMMS Bozeman, 970 KBUL Billings, and then a whole bunch of listeners across the state and, frankly, across the country via our Montana Talks app. And then 8 o'clock, that's when our friends from Great Falls and Kalispell join us. And then the 9 o'clock hour, that's the real big hour. That's when we get all sorts of great small towns and then some of the other big towns like Missoula and Butte and others that join us then as well. Let's see. We got a few different sound bites for you here. Let's start with President Donald Trump, President Donald J. Trump. Let's do a little scene setter for you here. It looks like he's getting a little bit of a break from the 2024 political persecution trial in New York City. You know, basically, they got to use a little bit of their weekend time. They got to use, weekends, and then maybe they'll get a Wednesday here or there where he's actually allowed to go out and hit the campaign trail. In fact, let's start with that point. Lara Trump was on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo.
We raised $76 million. And the beauty of that is the average donation, Maria, is under $30. That means the people of this country understand what's at stake. They understand what is happening to this man, this lawfare that is being waged against him in an attempt to interfere in an election. And they are fighting back. Even in the midst of this abysmal economy that Joe Biden has handed us, people are donating their money. DonaldJTrump.com if anybody wants to support us, because they understand what is at stake right now. So you're right. We get the weekend. And we get Wednesdays typically with Donald Trump, the candidate, to go out and campaign. But he does these incredible stops. He goes, as you just pointed out, to the bodega in Harlem and gets a crowd Joe Biden couldn't even dream of. He goes and interacts with the FDNY, with construction workers at 6:30 in the morning. It is earned media that Joe Biden will never get. He cannot do these kind of stops because no one will show up for him. The energy behind Donald Trump is palpable across this country. We just had a poll yesterday come out showing that the state of Washington right now, Donald Trump is leading by 1 point, so it's within the margin of error, but nonetheless leading Joe Biden. That tells you where this country is. We need Donald Trump back in the White House, and the lawfare and the communist tactics the Democrats are employing are backfiring.
Wow, even in Washington? I hadn't even watched that. I watched part of that segment there with Maria Bartiromo and Lara Trump. Donald Trump is up by 1 point in the polls in Washington. Now, I still wouldn't hold your breath that Trump could actually win Washington. The problem is that while most of the state are normal folks, you know, farm ranch folks, you know, everyday small business folks, et cetera, unfortunately, the island and the sea of radical leftists in Seattle and King County ends up deciding statewide politics. But, man, that just shows just how bad things are for Biden if it's that close in a state like Washington. Maybe this is partly what's driving it. I don't know if you guys saw this. This was on ABC's This Week. Foxnews.com had this on their website as well. Let me see if I printed up a story so I can. I don't think we printed up a story for it, but that's all right. FoxNews.com had this. So this woman is a reporter for NPR, you know, the very left-wing pro-Democrat Party mouthpiece, which is NPR. This NPR reporter admits on ABC's This Week why Joe Biden is having such a tough time. Now, we've got just a short soundbite that we're playing for you here because we're not an ABC affiliate, so we can't play a longer clip here. But this is just a short soundbite for you here. Leading into this, this reporter was talking about, you know how Joe Biden is struggling, et cetera.
Exactly, on Biden. Sorry, referendum on Biden. And so people don't feel great about the economy now. This nostalgia for the Trump years is something that I would say about the economy nostalgia I heard from Democrats even, which was really shocking to me. Lay Democrats remembering how good they thought their 401k was. They would say in the next breath, you know, they're not going to vote for Trump for a variety of reasons. But that's what Joe Biden is up against.
Listen to this. See, this NPR reporter, by the way, she must be Muslim because she had her whole head covered, you know, so I'm assuming she's Muslim. And hey, you know, people, you know, it's a free country. I'm not knocking her for whatever her religion is, but I'm just making the point that this is the same NPR that is chock full of Democrats. And so you've got what looks like a Muslim reporter from the Democrat, you know, mouthpiece NPR saying, hey, look, even Democrats have nostalgia for the Trump years. Democrats know how much better the economy and everything was under Donald Trump. But yet some of them are still not going to vote for him. They don't care how good things were under Trump. They don't. Peace, getting out of wars instead of getting into wars, the economy, their 401k, their gas prices, their grocery prices, their restaurant prices. I mean, we're at a 40-year high for inflation right now. American households have to spend over $12,000 a year just to maintain our lifestyle. Interest rates have doubled. Higher energy costs. Electricity inflation is up 30% alone across the country. Thankfully, I'm a member of Yellowstone Valley Electric Cooperative, so they've been making good decisions at the local level, so I haven't had a 30% increase in electricity. But yeah, I mean, that's what's going on with Joe Biden and John Tester inflation right now. And Democrats know it. They know how much better things were under Donald J. Trump. But there's still a lot of them. There's still a lot of them that they don't care. They are not going to vote for Donald Trump no matter how bad things get. By the way, did you guys hear about this Trump ad that was pulled from Google? Google refused to run this commercial, this paid political ad. Google refused to add this to air this Trump ad on their Google platforms. Apparently, they have since reversed this. I've got a DailyWire.com story here. Google reverses decision to ban Trump ad targeting Biden on inflation and illegal immigration. What was so shocking about this Trump ad that Google had to block it?
Hello, I'm with the Biden campaign.
Yeah, I voted for Biden last time.
That's fantastic.
Is it? Everything costs more. Food, gas, rent.
Okay, but Biden's helping pay rent for newcomers to America from around the world.
You mean illegal immigrants? I'm struggling to pay my bills, but Biden's paying rent for illegals? They get handouts and I'm paying for it.
But Biden can still count on your vote, right?
Things were better before Biden. I'm voting for Trump.
Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
There is nothing offensive or even close to crossing the line with that ad, but yet Google blocked it. That's just hysterical. Speaking of ads, let's see. Lori. Oh, I never did mention the Chris in Lewistown message. Okay. Lori and Belling said this. I can't stand the commercials against GOP Senate candidate Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. I can't stand the commercials against Sheehy. They lie so much and make ridiculous comparisons. Who cares that he bought a mansion? Exactly. One person buying a property does not cause our housing to be more expensive. The seller set the price. Who cares that he bought and made successful a ranch, but not generations ago? Sounds like jealousy to me, and so on. Bad commercials. Laura, you're right. I finally saw one of those commercials over the weekend, this attack ad against Navy SEAL veteran Tim Sheehy. And it's very clear. The Democrats despise success. Now, they want it for themselves. They want money and power for themselves. But a veteran and his wife, both veterans, serve our country and then come home and become successful, they despise that. They want veterans to be victims, not successful. All right, Chris in Lewistown messaged us. Asylum means nothing when you get status, because you can claim someone in your country of origin looked at you funny. The threshold is so low. Look at the Martha's Vineyard illegals. Somehow now they are victims. And he was referring to one of our liberal callers on Friday. Ken needs to get real and quit living in la-la land. If Biden came on the TV and said humans could fly, Ken would be scaling a tower to prove them right. That came in at the end of the show Friday. Steve in Ballantyne on the phone lines. What's going on, Steve?
Morning, Ed. Okay, yeah, this is for, like, Ken and Robert. You know, you and I and a lot of us that know, you know, that knows kind of what's going on, when we went to school, one of the things that they taught us in, I would guess it's in government class, when they print money, they get gold and silver as a replacement, okay? And, you know, the 1800s, early 1900s, that's what started all the immigration from other countries coming in here. You know, it was called gold, you know, the gold rush. So, you know, the government says, we'll print money, but we're going to want gold in return, okay? So by saying that, I was watching the Discovery gold program on Discovery Channel this weekend, and they said that in the United States of America, there's approximately $3 trillion of gold left to be mined in the country of the United States.
Hold that thought. We got to hit our hard break here. Steve, I'll come back to you afterwards if you can stand by.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
The White House puts out official transcripts whenever the president speaks. And in this transcript, folks, imagine what we can do the next 4 more years. Pause. The way they write it up in the official transcript. 4 more years. Inaudible. Now, let's play that again, because it sounds very audible to me when he says pause. You decide.
Imagine what we can do next. 4 more years. Pause.
4 more years. What do you call that, Linda? Propaganda, misinformation, lying, all the above?
I mean, I call it lying. I think lying really sums it up well.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
All right, winter's officially left the building, so why not spring forward and freshen up your home with new premium window treatments from our friends at Blinds.com. Now, Blinds.com, they created a better way to shop for stylish blinds and shades and shutters and even motorized options. Everything is 100% online. Now, you can do the measure and install yourself, or just let the pros at Blinds.com handle it. Now, you can have multiple window coverings installed for just one low cost. And if you're not sure what's best for maybe an odd-shaped window or to block the sun on your patio, well, Blinds.com, they have design professionals that will help you for free. And they'll send free samples directly to you. Plus, with Blinds.com, you always get transparent pricing on their website. Never any hidden fees, no hassle, no multiple trips to a store. Blinds.com has free shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Just shop right now at Blinds.com. Save up to 45%. Get up to 45% off for a limited time when you go to Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But this is the Montana Economic Minute.
The issues at stake in the FTC's recent ban on non-compete clauses in labor contracts, which forbid workers from taking jobs with competitors after quitting, might have less relevance for Montana. Our state is less urbanized, our tech and finance industries are smaller, and doubtless the number of jobs and people involved in this ban here are less than elsewhere. But as an example of how an economic approach can improve a policy debate, it's a very good issue to bring up. That's because the regulation of non-compete contracts involves trade-offs that economics is well suited to help us understand. Allowing non-compete contracts makes employers more willing to train and invest in their workers, since there's less chance that they'll walk out the door with their company's secrets. But it also makes their jobs less attractive, so they may have to pay more. But non-competes also shrink the pool of applicants when companies try to hire. It may turn out that the ban is best. I'm Patrick Barkey.
.com/RADIO.
Brought to you from the Montana Hot Spring Spas, the hot tub company that your friends recommend, Studio. talking about the issues that matter to Montana statewide. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is a funny headline here from Politico. Politico had this on Saturday. Pro-Palestinian protesters are backed by a surprising source. Biden's biggest donors. Actually, nobody's surprised by that at all. Are you surprised that Biden's biggest campaign donors are the ones funding these pro-Hamas terrorist sympathizer rallies? Chad Gilmartin responded via X. Not very surprising, honestly. Let's see. Rural Revolution said this. It's crazy that pointing out these funders were behind things was a conspiracy theory just a few years ago. Now Politico is reporting it. There was one other one. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Kaya Raichik, she's behind Libs of TikTok. She said this. This is actually the least surprising thing I have heard all year. Anyway, we'll talk more about that story. Let's see. Stephen Ballantyne, are you still there?
Still here.
Hey, thanks for sticking around. So you were talking about how, yeah, we don't have that much gold in reserves, according to the Discovery Channel piece you were watching. And so what was the point you wanted to relay?
Well, it's just that they say there's approximately $3 trillion worth of gold left to be mined in the United States of America. $3 trillion. The Democrat Party, and, you know, the Republicans have, you know, spent money foolishly. But, like, right now, Biden is spending $1 trillion of our money every 3 months, approximately, is what they're saying.
That's what he's adding to the debt. Yeah, that's what he's adding to the debt. Not just spending, but adding to the debt, yeah.
Right. They're printing money like it's going out of style, and they're not backing it with gold and silver. I mean, if you've only got $3 trillion left to mine in the United States of America, we're going to, you know, the math isn't there.
Well, that's why they got off the gold standard, right? Is because that's interesting. I also wonder if our gold reserves are actually much higher than that. It reminds me of, you know, the leftists, when it came to oil and gas in America, they would always downplay how much oil and gas we actually have in America. They'd always say, oh, come on, we gotta stop using oil and gas because we don't have enough of it anyway. And then it's like, wow, man, we just found a lot more in the Bakken. Wow, we just found a lot more in the Eagle Ford. Wow, we just found a lot more in the Marcellus Shale. My goodness, America has a lot more oil and gas than they want us to believe. Well, how did that happen? Steve, great to hear from you. Thanks for calling in. Back to this, you know, the Democrats, you know, the Democrat-run media just now figured out, this is the headline from the DailyCaller.com, the Democrats in the liberal media suddenly discover that George Soros and company are funding the radical left causes that are dragging Biden down. This was on CNN. CNN had a Biden campaign official on. Listen to this.
Politico has a story out this morning noting that a lot of the multimillionaires and billionaires funding the most explicitly anti-Israel groups, ones that think Israel has no right to exist, that are active on campuses, that these groups are funded by big Biden donors, the Pritzkers, the Gateses, George Soros, David Rockefeller Jr. Should they stop funding these groups? Are they causing unrest for the American people?
Well, let me say this. I think that everybody, as the president has said, needs to kind of get focused in on the very core principles of what our Constitution allows and what our Constitution protects. And that is this. Everybody has a right to protest, but they have to protest peacefully. If they're protesting violently, that has to end. There's no place for that. There's no place for anti-Semitism. There's no place for Islamophobia.
Oh, give me a break. Where is the Islamophobia taking place, you nut job? Everybody has the right to peacefully protest. These are not peaceful protesters. But you know who has been peaceful protesters? Pro-life protesters that your boss has arrested. You have been targeting peaceful pro-life protesters while you provide excuses for these anti-Semitic racists taking over college campuses. But that's the Biden campaign for you.